Hey, welcome back to the Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. We're joined now by Art Haynes of the Chiefs Radio Network. We're going to preview the showdown between the Chiefs and the Steelers. AFC Divisional Playoff Round coming up at 12:05 on Sunday. Art, how are you doing?
Doing great. Starting to get a little icy here in the Missouri Ozarks this morning. Everything is canceled. The Cardinals caravan was supposed to be in town, canceled. Public schools, everything. Really hadn't done much yet, but kind of anticipating an ice apocalypse over the next 24 hours.
That's what a lot of people are talking about. It'll be interesting to see how that affects the game at Arrowhead coming up on Sunday, and we can get to that a little bit later. But this is going to be a fun matchup. The Steelers coming to town. Certainly the Chiefs owe them one after week four when the Chiefs were embarrassed on national TV there on Sunday Night Football. Got down early and it just kind of snowballed on them. But the Chiefs, as healthy as they've probably been all year long going into this one, except for the guys that are out for the rest of the season, of course, like a Derek Johnson. What's your initial thoughts and feelings on this matchup between the Steelers and the Chiefs on Sunday?
Well, I'm like a lot of people, Le'Veon Bell last week and in the first meeting with the Chiefs and in between, an awfully good running back. And people now have suddenly discovered this hesitation style of his, which really requires the line to hold its blocks for a long time while he picks four or five different lanes through which he can run. Now, I'd like to think the Chiefs are going to put up more resistance to him than Miami did, and they've been talking this week about being aggressive, being gap sound, taking it to him rather than letting him sit back there and wait, and that's easier said than done. The absence of Derek Johnson, obviously, and they've been without him for several weeks, but that continues to be an issue that the Chiefs were getting run on when they had Derek Johnson. So I think that's a problem as far as stopping Pittsburgh, and obviously so too is Antonio Brown. The Chiefs famously don't flip their corners, so they're not going to necessarily line up Marcus Peters on his side. If they line up on the same side, fine. If not, then it'll be the whole scheme of the back end that will take care of the coverage. So there is a lot to defend from Pittsburgh, but I think Pittsburgh has a lot to defend from Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree with that, and let's talk about that because there's so much talk about the explosive offense of the Steelers with Bell and Brown and Roethlisberger, as you just mentioned. Their offensive line looked tremendous against Miami, but the numbers show that Ben Roethlisberger is not nearly as good of a quarterback on the road. I mean, he's still a good quarterback, but not as good on the road as he is at home, which that's probably true of a lot of quarterbacks. But you mentioned everybody talking about Pittsburgh's offensive weapons, but the Chiefs have Tyreek Hill, of course. Many people know about him now. Travis Kelce, Spencer Ware is back, and Alex Smith. Flat out, the numbers don't lie. People talk about how his numbers don't overwhelm you during the regular season, but in the playoffs, he's elevated his game.
Yeah, he's never had a bad game in the playoffs. Hadn't won them all, but he got the 49ers to the verge of the Super Bowl and obviously got the Chiefs 30-0 win in Houston and had a good game against New England. The Chiefs just got too far behind, couldn't stop them last year, and, you know, that may happen again. But Alex Smith is the X factor. Normally we say somebody like a Tyreek Hill. Well, we know about Tyreek Hill now. The wrapping has come off that, and everybody is aware that he's a focal point of the Chiefs' offense and special teams, and they'll get him the ball in creative ways. Alex Smith is kind of overlooked because he's bland. You know, we in our society really favor the flashy gambler, gunslinger types, the mythical Brett Favre and, you know, even Tony Romo and people like that, Philip Rivers, high risk, high reward. Alex Smith is a guy that's not going to make mistakes, and then he's going to pick his spots where the reward is the greatest and the risk is the least. I think he ratchets up the risk side a little bit in the postseason, and those that think he can't make throws downfield may be mistaken come Sunday.
And another one that he played very well in was when the Chiefs had that huge lead up at Indianapolis in the playoffs a few years back as well.
Oh.
And the two muff punts there by Kyle Williams in that 49er NFC title game, where Alex Smith, who knows, might have been a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he would have been at least at a Super Bowl. So when you look at the Pittsburgh defense, because I keep hearing this, the Chiefs defense is going to have to hold Pittsburgh to so many points. And I'm looking at the Pittsburgh defense, and I watched them against Baltimore. They had trouble against the run. Joe Flacco had a nice game there in that great game that determined whether the Steelers won the division, which they pulled out on a final drive. And I look at Miami, a backup quarterback who made some throws down the field. A couple turnovers just really squashed Miami's chances in that one. To me, there's a lot of plays to be made downfield for the Chiefs in this offense against Pittsburgh.
I think so. The Steelers' defense has gotten better as the year has gone on, but it's hardly a steel curtain. So I think there are some opportunities for the Chiefs. And, of course, two of the Chiefs' three highest-scoring games came in the last two games against Denver and San Diego. So the offense seems to be peaking at the right time. I would have said, weather notwithstanding, that it would take 30 points to win this game, and that might be good for Pittsburgh, bad for the Chiefs. But now I don't know. I mean, obviously the field itself isn't going to be frozen because of the coils, but the people on it may be. And, you know, if it's windy and rainy or sleety during the game, that's going to affect things, particularly in the passing game for both teams.
Art Haynes of the Chiefs Radio Network is with us, breaking down a Chiefs-Steelers matchup on Sunday at 12:05. Pre-game coverage begins at 11 a.m. You can hear the Chiefs on our sister station, Z96.3 The Lake, the home for the Chiefs in North Central Kansas. The Chiefs' defense, a lot of people are focusing on Le'Veon Bell, but certainly with any quarterback, the more pressure you put on him, the more likely he is to struggle. And Justin Houston fully participated in practice, I believe it was yesterday. That's a good sign. Dee Ford has struggled last couple of games. Tom Bali, they've been resting him during the week and not practicing very much. How important is it going to be for the Chiefs to at least get some pressure from the edges on Roethlisberger?
Yeah, very, very much. And that's, like you say, your best pass defense. Now, whether you get him on the ground or not, that's a different question because he's just a big person and very hard to bring to the ground. But that's okay. If you hit him or hurry him, that may be just as good. The Chiefs have been living, as everyone knows, off takeaways, leading the NFL in that category. And we're now 16 games in. Two, three, four, five games, that's not a large sample size. Now it is. And that is by design. And the whole defense works together, and if you put pressure on the quarterback, even if it's not a sack, sometimes that'll lead to a turnover, to a rush throw, an errant throw. Justin Houston didn't play in the first Pittsburgh game way back in early October. So I think getting to Roethlisberger, at least making him uncomfortable, is going to be a big key. And we know he left the stadium in a boot after the Miami game last week. He says he's fine. We assume that is the case. But he would have been in a boot if he were 100%. So I think he may be a little bit hobbled, and that may affect his mobility, and that extra half a count may be enough to make a difference.
One of the things many people have been talking about is when they break down the game, they say that the Steelers have the advantage on offense, the Chiefs probably on defense, and many times when you factor in those two equations, you look at, okay, what's the difference? Special teams, and the Chiefs certainly have one of the best special teams units in all of football, but I would say, much like we were talking about, don't sleep on the Chiefs' offense, I wouldn't sleep on the Pittsburgh Steelers' special teams, especially if Antonio Brown's back there returning kicks.
Yeah, indeed, that is true, but the Chiefs are good at covering kicks as well, so that's not so much so kickoff returns. They're really good on punt return coverage. Hopefully you don't have many kickoff returns because you kick it out the back of the end zone, but again, the weather will be a factor there. Dave Tobe has just been a rock star in his 4 years in Kansas City, and he still, I guess, figures in the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers mix when the Chiefs season is over. But I've got a lot of faith and confidence that in just about any matchup, Dave Tobe and the special teams of the Chiefs are going to have an edge.
This is really a tough question because we don't know exactly what the weather is going to be on Sunday. But if, in fact, it's going to be a situation that they're predicting, do you think that favors one team over the other?
You know, I asked Mitch that on my show here on Wednesday, and he kind of deflected the question. In years past, you would have thought that would favor the Chiefs as more of a ground-oriented team, and the closer to the ground you stay, the less the air conditions affect the outcome. But the Chiefs are a big play-action team, of course, now, and I don't know. I mean, Le'Veon Bell and that offensive line, pretty strong for Pittsburgh, so I'd have to say that might be a slight edge to them, and you hope that's offset by the usual raucous crowd there at Arrowhead in favor of the Chiefs.
Many times when we get to the playoffs and come down to one play here or there, determining whether you move on to the next round or if your season ends, and we've seen, of course, many times where it comes down to a last-second kick. Kairos Santos has not looked, you know, very comfortable in some of these colder conditions, but then again, how would you feel comfortable in the cold conditions? And then Pittsburgh's kicking game. Have you had a chance to look at both sides there and see who might have an advantage when it comes to kicking?
Well, and of course, Santos has made some big kicks in the cold weather, but he says, we know, from Brazil and went to high school in Florida and then kicked in a dome in college, so that's not something that is indigenous to his background. But I think, and I've heard him talk about it, that now living in the Midwest and practicing outside, and they've done things like freeze the footballs in anticipation of a close game in cold weather, even if they're practicing in not freezing conditions. So that is something for which the Chiefs allow. And I really not look that closely at Craig Boswell and his record. I mean, I know he's missed a couple of extra points here of late, but I think that may be kind of a standoff in that end.
There's so much excitement around this game. I don't know if the weather is going to ruin a little bit of that for the fans and getting to the game on Sunday, but this is the biggest Chiefs game at Arrowhead since, I would say, I don't count the 2010 one, because I mean, a lot of people thought the Chiefs were in trouble against Baltimore going in.
Right.
I go back to the 03 when Dick Vermeil was there at Kansas City, and they started the year 9-0, and of course, that was the game where they didn't force the Colts to punt, and it was an entertaining game. That was highly anticipated. Of course, 95 and 97, a disappointment in the divisional round. And so when there's a skeptical Chiefs fan in me going, well, until I see it, it's hard to believe the Chiefs are going to win a game at home at Arrowhead, because they've lost, I believe it's their last four games at home in the playoffs at Arrowhead. They haven't won at home since January 1994. But then I look and I go, well, listen, we got different coaching staff, and you've got Andy Reid, who has just been unbelievable when he has a couple weeks to prepare during the regular season after a bye. And he also has a bit of a track record when it comes to the playoffs with the Eagles having a first-round bye. How important is that for the Chiefs, and do you think there is something to that?
Yeah, I do. Extremely important. He was 3-0 with the Eagles with a week off, and I know he did lose the Super Bowl, but I think that was a year that there was no week off between the championships and the Super Bowl for one reason or another. I'm not exactly sure, but 3-0 is his mark in the postseason, and I think it's 18-2 overall. So though they didn't know the opponent the first week, they had a pretty good idea that it was going to be Pittsburgh. And as Mitch said on my show, I think Andy might have looked ahead in the textbook there just a little bit and started preparing for the Steelers. It's a team they've already played with whom they are very familiar. The Todd Haley aspect is another little fun, intriguing thing of this with the former Chiefs coach and how they scored and went for two immediately in the game on the Sunday night in October in Pittsburgh and went on to a rout. Todd Haley's a guy that's an excellent offensive coordinator. I don't think really has the temperament to be a head coach. I think he proved that. But that's another little aspect to the chess match for which to watch this Sunday.
Art Haynes of the Chiefs Radio Network with us today. Okay, so Art, what do you think? Give me a final score and who you think's going to win this game on Sunday.
You know, this is kind of going to be a heart over head pick. I think the weather is going to hold the score down a little bit. I'm going to say the Chiefs 24-21.
Really? Ooh, that's scary. I haven't revealed my pick yet on the radio. We're going to do that here in just a little bit. 24-21 to be a little bit lower scoring. Some people might anticipate, although the weather could be a factor in that. I've got to share this with you, Art, because you may think I'm really weird and dorky when I share this story with you, but all of us have dreams, right? And I'm not talking aspirations in regular life. I'm talking when we sleep, we have dreams. You have dreams, right, Art? Okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes your dreams, you wake up and you're like, oh, that was a really cool dream, or I wish I could remember that dream, or oh, thank goodness it's not true and I dodged a bullet and that's not real. And then a day or two later, you don't remember any of the specifics of it. I had a dream the other night, and I shared this with Chad and Dusty, and they think I'm weird, but they already know that. I can't kid you not. I even shared it with my 10-year-old son, and he just looked at me like, what is wrong with you, Dad? But I had one of the most vivid, detailed dreams of my life earlier this week, and it was, I know, I'm such a sports nerd. The Chiefs and the Steelers were playing at Arrowhead in the playoffs coming up on Sunday, and here's how the game played out, and see if you get any humor out of this. The Steelers were up 28-27 in my dream. Check that. Chiefs were up 28-27 in my dream. Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter scores a touchdown. They get a two-point conversion and lead 35-28. They kick the ball off to Tyreek Hill. For some reason, it gets kicked way deep in the end zone. Tyreek Hill slips, falls. I don't remember that part. But he gets tackled in the end zone for a safety on a kick return. So it's 37-28. I don't even know if that's possible or not. But anyway, 37-28. Chiefs get a field goal in the fourth quarter, 37-31. They get the ball back with 8 seconds on the clock, have a chance at a Hail Mary. Andy Reid puts Marcus Peters into the game to play wide receiver. Chiefs throw it in the end zone. Kelsey's wide open. He starts to drop it. It's hanging on his hip in the end zone, and Marcus Peters grabs it off his hip and raises the ball up in the air, and the Chiefs tie the game, kick the extra point, and win at the gun, 38-37.
Well, I think scriptwriters would dismiss that as not plausible, anyway, but that's a great, great story. I'll take it.
Isn't it weird that my dream was that detailed, though, about the Chiefs game? And it was against the Steelers, and it was Arrowhead. Isn't that like, wouldn't you, I would just fall off a truck probably if it was 38-37, if that was the final score on Sunday. I want to share it in case that does happen. That's why I'm telling you, Art.
Glad you got that on the record. No, yeah. So Marcus Peters intercepts the ball from his teammate in the end zone at the gun to win the game.
Yeah, he kind of, like Kelsey's dropping it's on his hip, yep. And Marcus says, you know what, I'll take that in case it drops and falls to the ground, and he saves the day. Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, cool. All right, finally for the off-the-wall question, as if that wasn't off-the-wall enough, time for your off-the-wall question, Art, and that is the Chiefs' last home playoff win, as we mentioned, was January of 94. Joe Montana quarterback, Marcus Allen in the backfield, and the Chiefs are playing, ironically enough, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tim Barnett, the catch in the back of the end zone to tie it, go to overtime, Chiefs win. Nick Lowry field goal, 27-24, I believe, was the final. Uh-huh. Your off-the-wall question, Art, is where were you, what were you doing in January of 1994?
Yeah, I was broadcasting a Missouri State basketball home game. It was a warm day, as I recall, and so I missed the first three quarters and a half of the game. We had an afternoon game. I walked across the street to an establishment that's no longer there in Springfield. It's moved a few blocks now, and watched the end of regulation and the overtime. I remember who I was with, and we were anticipating a Chiefs victory, and we're kind of frustrated that it was that close, but got the win, and good time was had by all. I don't remember what the Bears did in their game, but I remember the Chiefs and where I was when it ended.
Hard to believe that was 23 years ago. We never thought at that time when you and I or whoever else was watching that game that it would be that long at least, and hopefully that streak ends and the Chiefs get a win on Sunday, that you would go that far between home playoff wins.
It is hard to believe, but it is true, and like you say, hope it ends on Sunday.
Well, Art, we enjoy listening to you throughout the NFL season with the Chiefs Radio Network. We'll be listening again on Sunday, and hopefully you'll have a few more weeks to work some games for the Chiefs. Thanks for the time.
That's what I hope. Thank you, Wade.
That's Art Haynes of the Chiefs Radio Network, our guest today on the Sports Ticket.